The Book of Leviticus, Chapter 17. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, Speak to Aaron and to his sons and to all the sons of Israel, and say to them, This is the thing which Yahweh has commanded, saying, Any man of the house of Israel that kills an ox or lamb or goat in the camp, or that kills it outside the camp, and has not brought it to the door of the tent of meeting to make it a burnt offering or peace offerings for Yahweh, so as to be accepted as a pleasing odor, but kills it outside, and does not bring it to the door of the tent of meeting to offer it as an offering for Yahweh before the tabernacle of Yahweh, blood will be imputed to that man. He has shed blood, and that man will be cut off from among his people, to the end that the sons of Israel may bring their sacrifices, which they sacrifice in the open field, even that they may bring them to Yahweh, to the door of the tent of meeting, to the priest, and sacrifice them for sacrifices of peace offerings to Yahweh. And the priest will sprinkle the blood on the altar of Yahweh at the door of the tent of meeting, and burn the fat for a sweet savor to Yahweh. And they will no more sacrifice their sacrifices to the he-goats, which they prostitute after. This will be a statute forever to them throughout their generations. And you will say to them, Any man of the house of Israel, or of the strangers who sojourn among them, who offers a burnt offering or sacrifice, and does not bring it to the door of the tent of meeting, to sacrifice it to Yahweh, that man will be cut off from his people. And any man of the house of Israel, or of the strangers who sojourn among them, who eats any manner of blood, I will set my face against that soul who eats blood, and will cut him off from among his people. For the soul of the flesh is in the blood, and I have given it to you on the altar to make atonement for your souls, for it is the blood that makes atonement by reason of the soul. Therefore I said to the sons of Israel, No soul of you will eat blood, neither will any stranger who sojourns among you eat blood. And any man of the sons of Israel, or of the strangers who sojourn among them, who takes in hunting any beast or bird that may be eaten, he will pour out its blood and cover it with dust. For the soul of all flesh is its blood, which is in its living body. Therefore I said to the sons of Israel, You will eat the blood of no manner of flesh, for the soul of all flesh is its blood. Whoever eats it will be cut off. And every soul who eats that which dies of itself, or that which is torn of beasts, whether he is home-born or a sojourner, he will wash his clothes, and bathe himself in water and be unclean until the evening. Then he will be clean. But if he doesn't wash them, nor bathe his flesh, then he will bear his iniquity.